Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys, as you know. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We're conveniently located in Greenwood Village, basically I-25 and Orchard. We also have an office in Steamboat Springs. We do injury cases all across the state of Colorado. We specialize in car accident cases. We do them big cases, medium cases, small cases, and we do them very well. We have years of experience to apply and put together for you to help you navigate the insurance maze once you've been injured. And you know, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. It's got some interesting features on there. One of them is called Meeting by Accident. Click on Meeting by Accident, and it gives you answers to the most commonly asked questions people ask when they've been involved in an injury accident, a car accident, a truck accident. And also, we have special videos on truck accidents. Those are a different breed. If we've told you forever, they're governed by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations. And we have a different presentation for you on our website for truck accidents. That's championsofthepeople.com. We do this show each week, as you know, to cover a different injury subject, try to give you an equal level playing field with the insurance company once you've been injured. Let's face it, when you've been injured, that's not an ordinary day for you. It is an ordinary day for the insurance company. They are highly trained, highly specialized. Some of them have doctors, orthopedic surgeons down the hallway. All of them have attorneys. They train their adjusters. And so when you call these adjusters, do you know what to say? Do you know what to do? Do you know how to handle your injury claim? That's what we try to do on these shows. And if you want to listen to any of our podcasts, you can just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download them. You can play them for free. You can go to the homepage of these radio stations you're listening to right now, and you can download them and play them for free. And so we try to do it so that you have the information. And if you ever have a question you want to submit to Brad and I, you can do it. We'll be glad to answer your questions or maybe even make it a subject of a show. Okay, today we're talking about being injured, going to the hospital, and what happens. All right, so let's set this example up. We're going to use this example in today's show. You're injured. Let's say you're injured in a car accident or on the job, but let's use a car accident as an example today. You're injured in a car accident. You go by ambulance, or you just show up at the emergency room. You drive yourself or have somebody drive you. You show up at the emergency room, and you describe your injuries. You start to check in, and then you want to give them your health insurance card. You have health insurance, right? You want to give them your health insurance card. And what happens? This is very, very important you know these things. You give them your health insurance card, and they say to you, now watch this, they say to you, we don't need your card. We don't need your health insurance card. Then they hand you a brochure, and recently a brochure from a company called Avectus, A-V-E-C-T-U-S, Avectus. And so here's a situation, Brad, where they don't want your health insurance card. They're not going to bill the health insurance company. And they give you a brochure from Avectus. So let's explain this to people so they understand what's happening when this goes on.
Well, the minute they do that, here's what you do. If you've been brought in by ambulance or you're in there as a result of an emergency, you take the documents they're giving you from Avectus or with regard to Avectus or any information like that, and you throw them in the trash. You rip them up, you throw them in the trash and say, here's my health insurance card. Tell them I have health insurance and I have health insurance so I can be covered under these situations. And you tell them, please process this through my health insurance. You do not respond to the Avectus forms. You do not answer them. You tell them, no, thank you. I have no interest, and I'm not going to give Avectus this kind of authority. I'm not going to give them this information. I'm not going to give them any information about me. I'm not going to give them any information about the accident. Here's my health insurance card. I'm in network. You should be at a place that's in network. If it's an emergency, it's okay to be out of network, but you'll be transferred to an in-network facility very quickly. But you say, I have insurance, and I expect you to honor the insurance as my insurance company has put together the agreement with you.
And why would we be telling you that? Why would any lawyers, and there's a movement in the legislature right now to change some of these laws on balance billing that relate to, that are not exactly on point, but relate to what we're talking about. We're going to be covering those in upcoming shows because you need to know about that, and we're probably going to touch on part of it today. But why would we be telling you to not fill out the Avectus forms? Because who is Avectus? They're a company. that wants you to give you health insurance information to them. And in some of their brochures and some of their paperwork, they even say that we, Avectus, you, the injured person, authorize us, Avectus, or any other company to just use your protected HIPAA health insurance information. That's number one. That's number one why you wouldn't want to do that. But Brad, let's explain about hospital liens, because what's happening, and we're going to use a numerical example later in the show, but what's happening is you go in there, they don't want your insurance card because they're going to have to take a discounted payment on the health insurance card, and then they want to file a hospital lien and have Avectus go enforce the hospital lien for 100%, not a discounted rate, and then they're going to collect the 100%. They say from a third party, but it's going to come out of your proceeds when you collect for injury. So let's break this down for everybody.
Well, if we break it down, we go to the beginning part, which is you go in and you get health insurance at your work. You get it through any kind of health requirement, the Obamacare, I don't care where it is. You get health insurance and you have health insurance available. Once you have health insurance available, you now are paying a premium. You're paying money to make sure you have health insurance that's going to cover you for all of your medical conditions, unless it's specifically exempted. And thanks to legislation that we have nationwide, most ailments cannot be excluded. It used to be you'd have a bunch that were excluded. Most cannot.
Right.
And you now have coverage for your health care. That health care is to be provided for you under your health insurance. The health insurance companies, in turn, are collecting a premium from you. What they do when they collect this premium, they've made a contract with you to pay your health insurance pursuant to that contract, I'm sorry, your health care, and they then go to the hospitals, they then go to the doctors, they then go to the health care providers, and they enter into contracts with them, agreements, saying, we hereby agree to have our patients be in your network, or allow you to be in our network of patients. Our patients will come see you. Our insureds will come see you. And as a result, you're going to give us rates that are lower than or reduced from the normal rates you would charge. It's going to be something less. And they're going to say, here's our schedule that we will pay for different procedures that you perform. And the hospitals agree to it. So a company like one of the hospitals in this town will make a deal with, or all of them make a deal with Blue Cross Blue Shield to say, okay, we'll accept the amount Blue Cross Blue Shield you pay for different procedures, for setting a broken leg, for dealing with different kinds of care that might be provided. And this is the amount we agree to accept. It's lower than what the hospital would normally charge. So they are agreeing, in return for having all these potential patients coming to them, they're agreeing to take a lesser amount and agreeing. They also get a trade-off of making sure the bill gets paid timely. It gets paid very quickly. They can fill out a form as long as it's within the protocols of how much money they should be receiving. They get their money.
Right. So, I mean, so you go to the hospital. There's hospital charges. There's also doctor charges. So the doctor's in network. The doctor doesn't get to collect 100% of his normal charges, which are very high most of the times. The hospital does not get to collect 100% of their charges because they've agreed, because they want your business. They want you to be in their network. They've agreed with the health insurance company that if anybody comes to their hospital and they're in this health insurance company, and Brad just used the example of Blue Cross Blue Shield. So you go to the hospital. Yes, we take Blue Cross Blue Shield. Come on in. But then they ask if you're in an accident. And if you're in an accident, they say, yeah, we don't want your insurance card. So they don't want to bill the health insurance company because they're going to get a reduced payment. They still got to make a lot of money. They're going to get a reduced payment than they otherwise would get. So now the system has been set up. You need to understand this. You need to listen to this. A system's been set up where they say, we don't want your health insurance card. Here's a brochure, and I've got one right here from Avectus. Here's a brochure. Fill out their questionnaires. And if we have time on the show, we're going to go through the questionnaires. Those are deadly. You never want to fill them out. And here's a questionnaire. Fill it out and send it into Avectus. So then Avectus takes over and wants to enforce 100% of the charges, whereas otherwise it wouldn't happen. So every hospital has a hospital lien by statute. That's 100% of the charges. So let's use a numerical example. We got a break coming up, but let's say we've got an example of somebody's been injured. They go to the hospital, and let's say they had to be there for a couple of days. Let's say their bill is $50,000. $50,000 hospital bill. If they bill Blue Cross Blue Shield, they're going to collect, let's just say, for this example, $30,000.
Right. That's the contract they've got. They've made this contract saying to Blue Cross Blue Shield, please include us on your list of companies to go to for your patients. And because of the benefits we get of that, in essence, automatic business, we agree that Blue Cross Blue Shield, you only have to pay us $30,000 for this $50,000 charge. They made that deal.
They made the deal already. When you walk into the emergency room, you walk into the hospital. Okay, so what do you do? We're going to tell you after the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We have over 25 years of experience. If you come to see us and you've been injured, we'll give you a specific personalized legal game plan for you based on our years of experience, how to maximize your recovery, how to fight the insurance company, what you need to know, what you don't need to know, what you don't need to do. And when you leave our offices, it's a free initial consultation. You'll have your legal game plan discussed with you, and you'll understand what your rights are. You'll understand what you should do and what you shouldn't do. Okay, so you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can visit us. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. 795-5900, and in the mountains, it's 970-879-8080. Give us a call. Just go to our website anytime. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. You can see us for a free initial consultation and your free legal game plan anytime you've been injured. Just give us a call, but go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. And don't forget, we do cases all over the state of Colorado. We do car accident cases, big ones, medium, small ones. We do them well. We have over 25 years of experience to help you. Let us put our experience to work for you. That's a no-brainer. It's free for initial consultation. That's a no-brainer. We're glad to do it. Okay, today we're talking about this situation where you go to the hospital. So our example right before the break was you go to the hospital, you're injured, you have to be in the hospital as a result of a car accident for a few days. Your bill is $50,000. If they bill Blue Cross Blue Shield or another health insurance company they have a contract with, if you're covered by them, Let's say we're just giving you an example. Let's say they would collect $30,000, but they want to collect the $50,000. So in Colorado, they have a statutory hospital lien. You got to listen to this very carefully. So if they collect the money from Blue Cross Blue Shield, Brad, their hospital lien goes away. So they have to take the $30,000 and they're stuck with the $30,000. Period. Paragraph. But if they can avoid that and not collect the money from Blue Cross Blue Shield, what happens then?
Well, what they're going to do then, if they can avoid it, or if the attorneys don't know to say, look, you can't collect it, they're going to have this hospital lien out there. And then what happens when a settlement is made or when money's being recovered in your case, the insurance company making the payment on the car accident is going to say, look, and those people are known as third party payers. They're going to look and say, look, you have to send this money to the hospital. Because they have a hospital lien, we have to honor the hospital lien. That's what the hospital lien is there for, is to make sure the hospital gets paid in the event you're recovering from these insurance proceeds. The real reason for the hospital lien is not to allow balanced billing, but to make sure the hospital gets paid if there is not balanced billing, if it's a legitimate debt.
Right. And so the hospital lien, under example, if you've been injured and you recover from the at-fault party, think about this. Let's say a big truck hits you. You recover from the at-fault party and your medical bills, you went to the hospital, the medical bills, the retail value is $50,000. They collected $30,000 from Blue Cross. Would you rather pay $50,000 back to Avectus and the hospital and they keep the money, the 20 grand, or would you rather pay the $30,000 back and you keep the 20 grand? It's what it boils down to. Is make it as simple as possible. They don't want to bill your health insurance company because they're going to get less money. So they created a program and entered into a contract, an arrangement of some kind with Avectus, where they hand you a Avectus brochure. And we're going to get to these questionnaires in a minute. They're going to ask you all kinds of questions you don't need to answer, you shouldn't answer, you should never answer. And the purpose is that the hospital lien is going to be assigned to, in essence, Avectus 100%, the $50,000. And they're going to come to you and say, we're here to help you collect this. And yeah, they're here to collect the full $50,000. Otherwise, it would be $30,000. Otherwise, Avectus wouldn't be in the picture. And guess what? When you get the settlement from the third party, Brad, and if your bills are $30,000 only, you made $20,000 right there for yourself, which is should be for the injured person, but many times you can talk to Blue Cross Blue Shield and negotiate the 30 down to maybe 20 or 25 and you save more money for the injured person.
Sure, under subrogation requirements they will, because here's the bottom line. Let's say you've been hurt in an accident and you go in and you have a $50,000 hospital bill. Blue Cross Blue Shield pays the 30 based on its contract of insurance because you're one of their insureds. That should extinguish the bill. Now, if Blue Cross Blue Shield will send you what's called a subrogation letter. If, in fact, Blue Cross Blue Shield really wants to collect that money, it can do one of two things. It can either hope that you, the injured party, will go find a lawyer and try and collect that money from the at-fault party, the person who caused the accident, or it can get an assignment and try and get it itself. If it tries to get it itself, it's going to pay an attorney to go get it. And therefore, its $30,000 is going to be reduced to probably $20,000 or less trying to collect that money. Now, all of a sudden, they're sending you a subrogation letter saying, well, if you go hire an attorney who's going to charge you maybe a third to collect it, they want their money. So in fairness, they should be reducing the amount of their subrogation claim by at least a third, if not more, based on the costs and the expenses it takes to collect that money. In return, don't be feeling sorry for the insurance company, the health insurance company. They've been collecting your premiums for all these years. They've been collecting everybody's premiums to be able to cover what they're paying and to make good money on top of it. Don't be feeling sorry for the hospitals and the healthcare providers. They've been making these agreements to make sure that they have guaranteed business that pays a guaranteed amount on a very timely basis. So it's a system that works. It's a system that's fair. The problem you have is when you have companies such as certain hospital groups and such as Avectus and Centura who decide they want to try and work around it to try and get extra money they basically are not entitled to. Balanced billing is illegal in the state of Colorado. It says statute 10-16-705 says balanced billing cannot happen. Therefore, when they start trying to balance bill, you should not allow it to happen.
Right. And ask yourself this question right now or in the future. If you're in the hospital, if you're in the emergency room, ask yourself this question. Who is Avectus? Or if they give you a brochure from a different company, who are these people? You ever heard of them? Do you have a relationship with them? Why would you fill out a questionnaire that gives all your medical information and gives all these details about the accident? Were there passengers? Who were you injured on the job? Who's the on-the-job insurance carrier? Who's the liability carrier for your car accident? Who's the insurance company for the at-fault party? Would you answer all those questions? The hospital doesn't ask you those questions, but Avectus in their questionnaire does. And why do they want it? Because they want to take the hospital lien from the hospital, the full $50,000 lien in our example, and go enforce the full amount, because they know that if the hospital bills, in our example, Blue Cross Blue Shield, they're going to get $30,000, not $50,000. So the way the hospital is going to try to get the $50,000 is tell you, we're not going to bill your health insurance company. Well, keep your card. We don't need it. Here's a brochure from Avectus, and that'll do it. Answer all these questions, send it in the questionnaire. And by the way, some of these forms say that you authorized Avectus to use your information. For what? How? To whom? Those questions aren't answered. And so you need to pay attention to this. You need to understand that you're entitled to have your medical treatment under your health insurance company contract.
You should not fill out the forms. Tell them no. Tell them, here's my insurance card. I have insurance. This is appropriate. Now, if it's a complete emergency, normally they're not going to be getting anything. They're going to give you the care right away. If it's not an emergency, if it's something where they say, well, you know, give us all this information, fill out these forms, then we'll get to you. And they say, no, we're not going to take your insurance card. Tell them, take me to a hospital that will. Take me to a hospital that will that accepts my insurance. But make sure you ask them. So if it's one of the Centura hospitals that goes, no, we're not going to take your insurance card. Say, you don't take Blue Cross Blue Shield. You're not part of the Blue Cross Blue Shield network. And they're going to tell you they are. And you ask the person, what's your name? I want to make sure we're verifying that you're saying you're not going to take Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance. What you're telling me is that me, as an insured of Blue Cross Blue Shield, cannot get care in your hospital for my condition, for my health concerns, for my health problem. And they are going to have some explaining to do when they start talking to Blue Cross Blue Shield saying, we rejected one of your insureds. Because they have made an agreement they will take Blue Cross Blue Shield insureds.
And we're just using Blue Cross Blue Shield as an example. That could apply to Aetna, could apply to any health insurance company. But you present your card, and if they're an authorized provider, they're authorized hospital, authorized doctor, then they have to do this. They're under contract to do this. They can't say to you, you can just keep your insurance card. We don't want that. Where have you ever heard of an insurance hospital telling you we don't need an insurance card? Tell me that. Answer that question for me. Where in the world have you ever heard this? So you got to say to yourself, why are they doing it? Why do they tell you, we don't need your insurance card? We're not going to bill the insurance company, the health insurance company anyway. We don't need it today. Here's a form and here's a brochure from Avectus. Fill out all their questionnaires. Let them use all your medical information just freely without restriction. And it'll be in your best interest. You need to ask questions about really, will it be in my best interest?
And you have to stand up for your rights. You have to make sure you're stopping this before it gets started. And it's a simple right. Just put in your mind, I have the right to have my care paid for by my health insurance. That's it.
Period.
I have the right to have my health care, my health care bills paid for by my health insurance. And when somebody says we're not taking your card, your answer is yes, you are. Yes, you are. Here's my card. Take it, please. And I'm not going to fill out any forms for third parties.
You're not required to. Don't do it.
If I'm filling out a form for you, the hospital, it's a hospital form. That's one thing. But when it's for another company, I'm not going to fill out the form for third parties. I don't want third parties in my business. I don't want them deciding what's going on. I will fill out the form for the doctors in the hospital.
Exactly. You need to understand that and remember that. We got a break coming up, but after the break, we're going to cover these questionnaires. You're going to see a little bit clearer the picture that we're talking about here after the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, put our experience to work for you. We have over 25 years of experience. If you come in, you get a free initial game plan if you've been injured. You get a free initial consultation. It doesn't get any better than that. And our game plan that we give you is based upon our over 25 years of experience. Listen, we know what these insurance companies do. We can tell you when you leave, you know what to do and you know what not to do. You know who to talk to. You know what your rights are. Doesn't that feel comfortable? Doesn't that feel good? So that's the way we do it. And you can call us 303-795-5900 in the mountains, 970-879-5900. 800-480-8080. Or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, at any time, and we'll be glad to help you. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Today, we're talking about, you go to the emergency room, you go to the hospital, and they tell you, we don't need your health insurance card. Put it back in your billfold. Put it back in your purse. We don't need it. Really? You ever heard of that? What's the reason? What's the motivation behind that? Because they're going to make more money if they hand you this brochure. The one we're talking about today is from Avectus. They say, fill out these questionnaires. Let's talk about some of these questionnaires. But let's go over some of these examples of the questions you would never give to your hospital. You would never be required to, but let's just cover some of these.
Well, let's talk about the first clue. When it says, please sign this form in return to Avectus Healthcare Solutions in the envelope provided, you know the form is not a condition of treatment. You know you don't have to fill out the form because they don't even, they just want you to put in an envelope and send it back. And you're going to say, why am I sending this to a third party? Why am I sending this form about my medical condition, about my accident, about what happened in the accident to some other party who wasn't involved in the accident and is not involved in any of this? So don't fill out the form. That's the first thing. Second thing is when they start asking you questions about your injuries. If there's any questions about your health condition, about your injuries, don't do it. You don't have to do it. Where's your HIPAA rights? Where's your protection about not having to release your medical information?
Exactly. And I want to read to you one statement out of their brochure. Are you ready for this? The people you're going to send all your, you don't even know who these people are, all your health insurance information, authorize them to use it to protect you, to work for you. Here's what one of their sentences said in their brochure. The majority of our account representatives are paralegals, legal assistants, and insurance billing specialists. Really? And they have attorneys later in the brochure. So here's a company you've never heard of that you know you don't have to bill your health insurance company because we're going to take care of you. But what they're going to do is make sure when you recover from the at-fault party that you pay back the full retail value that's higher than the contract amount with the hospital.
And if you want to do that, then go throw away your insurance cards. Don't bother getting insurance coverage because that premium you're paying, that you're paying to also cover you in the event of an injury, not just an illness, but an injury, is worthless because they've now rendered it worthless. They've rendered that premium worthless and they have no right to do it. You should not let them do it.
And just don't do it. Now, if you've already done it and you're listening to this show, you've been injured, there's still hope. There's still ways to work on this. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. 303-795-5900. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll take you through this. We'll take you through the legal game plan if you've been injured. And if you've already signed these forms, it's not too late. You need to get to an attorney fast. You can come to us fast. Just call and make an appointment. It's quick and easy. All right, you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We do these shows for you, obviously, to help you, to give you information you otherwise wouldn't have. There's no other place to get it. Nobody's going to tell you these things but us. Bell and Pollock, we are the people's attorney. We are the Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.